This is Good Morning NoCo with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Welcome in. It's Good Morning NoCo. I am Tanner Schwint. That's my co-host, Brian Carey.
Yeah.
Angel Padilla doing the production work today, boys. How are the brackets looking? How they doing?
I haven't really thoroughly checked. I was a little distracted yesterday.
Yeah.
I just know I saw the upsets that came across, and luckily none of those, I don't believe, were too deep into my picks.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was Arizona shocked a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a 15 over a 2 right there, man.
Yeah, and wasn't there another instance of that yesterday? Well, the Princeton win was one that was...
Yeah, that was the Princeton over Arizona, 15. That's a 15 over a 2.
Okay.
And then Furman over Virginia yesterday.
That's the other one I was trying to think of.
Just absolutely ludicrous so far, but...
I wondered what Mark Furman had been up to since the OJ trial, and apparently... A good basketball player.
Goodness. My fiance's done. Her bracket is busted. She had Arizona in the Final Four, so she's already done.
Wow. That's a quick exit.
Yeah, but there's going to be another team that goes down today. You know it's going to happen. Another horrible tournament for the Mountain West schools outside of San Diego State. I mean, they go 0-4 last year, and now they're 1-3 this year. And San Diego State nearly lost, too, towards the end.
Yeah, not a good showing at all. Underachieving Utah State got pretty much hammered. They were barely in that thing, you know.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
Nevada was awful in the play-in.
Yeah, awful in the play-in.
Yeah.
Boise State got handled by Northwestern too. So not a good look for the Mountain West again. But hopefully didn't have a bunch of those wins going on in there. Angel, what are your takeaways after day one as you sit? Tied for last at the moment in the bracket pool.
It's madness.
That's deep.
My
man.
Team won, so I'll be happy with that.
That's really the most important thing to you.
If you could make the deal that Alabama wins the national title, but you have to get frosted tips, would you do that? Yeah. Oh, that was quick. 100% would.
Oh, I would, believe me, the things I would do for a Viking Super Bowl are just flat out wrong in at least 48 states.
God, Brian.
Yes.
Goodness, man.
I'm just telling you.
I don't even
want
to know.
One bad. Hey, good morning, Dusty.
I don't even want to know. Good morning, Dusty Rhodes. Vera Solutions, our presenting sponsor here. We are live up on Facebook as well, so come and check us out there.
Hey, what are we going to do today? What's on tap for today's show, Tanner?
Well, why don't you tell us what's going on
Tanner
at 7 O'Schwint. O'clock? 7 o'clock hour there, Mr. Brian Gary.
Well, we've got a lot of things planned for you today. Number one, we're killing 4 hours till we can get to McCarty's to go to the NCAA basketball party. But Friday is always so much fun, and we're going to have a lot of things to dive into. We, of course, will have the Wheel of Meat coming up in the 8 o'clock hour for you today from the Merck in Mead. Give you a chance to win $50 worth of meat.
And their meet-in day's coming up this Sunday, too, Brian, so don't forget to check that out over at the Merck.
It's a meat weekend holiday.
They've got a barbecue competition going out there on Sunday, so make sure you get out there 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I believe, and check it out.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds like it should have expanded my stomach for the weekend. All right. Is Jerry Schimmel going to join us?
Jerry Schimmel scheduled
Cocoa Pop supposed to jump on right around 8:30 this morning. In the 7 o'clock hour, Susan Moore will join us for our usual entertainment reviews on Friday. I saw a couple of movies on different ends of the spectrum that I look forward to reviewing. I know Susan saw something that I haven't seen before. Looking forward to hearing that. And we are expecting a visit from Seamus O'Dangerfield. Yes, we've got a family of stand-up comics that pop in, the Dangerfield family, that, boy, what a group they are. And I look forward to hearing what Seamus has to say. I'm guessing some St. Paddy's Day humor.
I'm going to guess there's going to be something along those lines that are...
And I bet it's going to be really, really painfully bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the worst radio you will ever hear from the worst comedian known to mankind.
I would definitely agree with that.
And I'm saying that, and I hope you're listening, Seamus, because you suck. when it comes to, I mean, seriously,
why do you
find
keep inviting these guys back?
I don't invite them.
They just show up.
They've got dirt on me.
Okay.
All right.
Blackmail.
So, yes.
I see. That makes more sense now.
Yeah.
How many? So yesterday was just insane. The opening day of March Madness. I feel spent from how much basketball I watched yesterday. I'm not even going to lie to you guys. I had a couple of meetings that I had to take care of midday. Even on the way over, I'm listening to the end of the Furman, Virginia one. I'm listening to the end of Maryland and West Virginia. The first two games right out of the gate were just incredible games. And, you know, get back, get done for the day. And it was from like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, all the way until 10:30 last night. Just so much basketball being consumed. Did you guys save some of your basketball watching for today, or did you guys dive in like I did yesterday?
How'd you do, Angel?
I don't think I moved from the couch.
Attaboy.
Okay. Very much.
See, I, on the other hand, knew today I was going to go into the deep end. And I was diving full court today. So yesterday, I actually did not
pace yourself.
I did not. I followed on my phone, but I was busy. I was doing a bunch of stuff yesterday. I had a lot of appointments and things that needed to get done. So I did that, and I actually watched basically zero.
Really?
Yeah, I just saw a little bit yesterday. I caught a bit of that Maryland game because we were talking smack on that one. So, and I didn't want to, right off the bat, have you win anything. And so I was really happy that that one turned out the way it did. And then I was following scores all over where I was running. But no, I did not. So I am set for a full weekend. I figure I've got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in me, and I'm ready to go.
It was a lot. Those emotional roller coasters are a lot. The games, the late set of games, didn't really have any big upsets. Northern Kentucky played Houston really tight for 99% of that game, and then I think they lose by 10 or 11 there at the end. Houston doesn't look right, they had another injury last night.
Yeah, they lost one of their big players last night, where there was talk whether he should have been on the court to start with, or if they should have let him heal up a bit. He came onto the court and apparently got injured again, or is now very questionable whether he's going to be around for their next matchup on Saturday.
Right. That was an interesting game watching Northern Kentucky, cheering my little heart out for Northern Kentucky last night.
I get a text from Tanner. I said something, a little
shared.
Bird told
that doesn't
me.
Doesn't need to be shared.
I should go with Northern, whatever it was.
I took UNC Asheville and Northern Kentucky. I parlayed them together. And I'm like, all right, this is the win, like $9 billion on a $5 bet. And it didn't work. But
no, and I told you that person
you
were listening to.
For sure. But the Northern Kentucky game, like, their star player went 2 of 19 from the field, and they lost by 8 or 9. If he would have went 40% from the field, Northern Kentucky had a really good shot at that game. Actually, it was incredibly close. That was a fun one. Biggest surprise to you was to you guys was the Princeton over Arizona. Was that the biggest shock for you guys yesterday?
I mean, for me, it had to be. Obviously, that was that. When you talk about that difference in seeding, you know, you could almost the Virginia game.
Yeah.
Virginia has a history
of getting pounced.
Yeah, you know, early on. So that one, you can't say historically really shocks you as much.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a big upset, but I wasn't as blown away as I was by Arizona.
I was just so confused because the last time I checked, Virginia was up 12 yesterday, and then all of a sudden I'm listening to the end of the game and I'm like, they just lost this thing? How the hell does Virginia lose after being up 12 and late in the second half? That was bizarre, but I think, you know, one of my takeaways too, outside of Houston, all the number one seeds that played yesterday dominated.
Yeah, and they looked like number one seeds.
They did.
I don't feel bad about picking 4-1s for my final four.
I would be scared about Houston. That's the only one that I'm scared about right now for me, is having Houston in there, because that was a rough game last night for him.
Yeah, no, it was. And we're going to have a lot of sports to talk about, but the Avalanche winners last night, too, one-goal victory.
Yeah,
but they
5-4 over Ottawa.
Yeah, and another victory. Avs looking good. Nuggets turned it on. They did what they needed to do against Detroit last night and beat them by nearly 20, I believe.
Yeah, it's still a little ugly though. From from all accounts, and I was watching college basketball throughout, but was following some of the Nuggets insiders, including our own Brady Hole, and the reaction was, okay, Nikola Jokic kind of bailed us out. So, but a win's a win. You get off this night.
I'll take it. 15 out of Gordon, 15 out of, or it was 15 out of Porter, 15 out of Jamal Murray. And I think Gordon was a bit of a beast on the board. So, I mean, it was enough. At this point, we just needed to stop that skid.
Yeah.
You know, just get that losing streak over with and get a W on the board. That certainly helps. They can build from there. So that slide is over. The Nuggets did come through with a victory last night.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic, 30 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Yeah, he was one off from a triple-double.
That dude's ridiculous.
Yeah,
it's 14 insane. Of 18 shooting. It's insane. But where would the Nuggets be without him? That's a scary thought.
They would be in the middle to the lower middle of that pack.
Yeah, they would. They wouldn't. I don't think
they would be trying to get. They would be trying to get one of those play-in spots.
I agree with you.
To get, yeah,
I agree with you. 6:16 the time. When we come back on the other side, we'll dive into our Happy Life Gardens poll question right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. St. Patrick's Day. Hamajiba, Northern Colorado. Welcome in to the Al Fiber Studios. We want to know today, our Happy Life Gardens poll question, is St. Patrick's Day a top five holiday? Top five.
No.
Give me your list. Give me your list then.
All right.
Give me your list.
We got Christmas.
Okay.
We have Halloween.
Mm.
Yeah. We have New Year's.
Mm.
Not one of my favorites.
Are you just listing off holidays then?
I was trying to think of them all. Yeah, we got Easter. We got the 4th of July. Okay, I got to go Christmas, Easter, 4th of July are definitely above.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, Halloween.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm into that more.
Thanksgiving?
Oh, forgot about that one. Yeah, love that. We do that every year.
That's your top five?
Yeah, those would be my top five.
Okay.
Unless I thought deeper into it. National, you know, Radio Announcer Day.
Oh, no.
That's a good one. Pi Day.
No.
That's good. No, official holidays.
Official holidays.
Holidays.
Top five.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, New Year's, Christmas, 4th of July, Halloween.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, 4th of July. What is the other one? What is the one that I always say? What am I missing? I must be New Year's. I love New Year's. And St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is absolutely a top five holiday. Get Halloween out of here.
Oh, no.
Get Halloween. It doesn't matter.
It does.
And the 4th of July absolutely has to be in there because if it's not, you hate America.
That's...
Okay, so you must hate America, Brian.
No, I'm not a big 4th of July person.
Are you serious?
I love the, you know, America stuff and all that, but the actual fireworks and all that stuff, no, doesn't do a damn thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I like the cold weather ones, and I like... Yeah, St. Patty's is
St. Patrick's Day is 100%.
It's never been there for me. It's just one of those days where I get to work and it's, hey, you didn't wear green. And then I see a bunch of people having green beers.
Yeah.
Which
going to happen.
Yeah, well.
Going to be crushed.
I had a bad experience one St. Patty's Day. We did a promotion where we had gotten a bunch of green bagels.
Hmm.
All right, there was this company that would make them, and we thought this would be cool to go out on corners, and we would hand out green bagels and so forth. We're doing that, and I ingested a couple of these bagels while I did it, and it turned the insides of my body and what left it the strangest colors you would ever see. No leprechaun went to the end of those colors to find a pot of gold.
Miss.
And it was horrific. So I've been a little bit off. Plus, I went to one place that, for their green beer, they ran out of whatever they were using. They put a little, food dye in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, food coloring, there's a difference in kinds that you use. This one left your face green to where your teeth, your tongue, everything painted it green. The owner of the place made a huge mistake.
Oh, boy.
And because he said, I ran out of this, so I used this and gave it to us all. And then
we're all
sitting at the bar looking at each other with these green.
Staring back at each other. Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah, no, not the big St. Patty's Day guy.
What do you think, Angel? You in on this? Top five?
It's just outside the top five.
Just outside the top five. Break it down for me, then.
Christmas.
Of course. I think Christmas is like 1-1 for everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Fourth of July.
Yep.
Halloween.
Nope.
And Easter.
Yeah.
You don't like Easter. You don't
I do like Easter.
Yeah. Well, good.
I also like St. Patrick's Day, though.
I'll definitely go Easter, Thanksgiving, Christmas is the big three for me.
I'll plug and play since you guys are making me feel bad here, and you're right. I'll plug and play, so I'll plug Easter in for Fourth of July. Yeah, I will.
You don't mean it because you're just saying that in case God's listening.
I mean, as an overall holiday, like, what do you enjoy more? Like, I don't enjoy my little cousins going around looking for eggs. Like, I don't. Well, I kind of do, but not as much as green beer, okay? There, I said it. I said it, and I don't give a damn if you don't like it.
You think we didn't know why? No. Oh, Schwint just loves to get in touch with his Irish heritage.
Very Irish.
Are you?
Not at all.
I knew
not
that.
Not at all. Tanner Schwint sounds Irish to you. HVAC guy texting in on the J9 Agency's text line. My wife is off the boat Irish, so today is number one. All right,
I get that because I know a lot of Irish people, and it is huge.
It is,
you know. But for me, Irish. There's no big Norwegian holiday for me.
I just absolutely love St. Patrick's Day. The vibes are right on this, man. You're out there, you're having fun. Like today, like you mentioned, today is one of those days. It's like, let's plan ahead, right? Let's have somebody drop me off to where I'm going so that somebody can pick me back up.
I'm going to need like the Justin Sports Medicine team to keep an eye on me throughout the day. I need a clown in a barrel to keep me safe.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's
going to be a lot of fun
today, brother.
Make sure you guys get out to the McCarty's and join us. We got the Lonster up on the line. Lonster, how are you?
Hey, doing good. How about yourself?
Hey, we are fantastic. We are just, we're trying to kill 4 hours, brother. How do you feel about St. Patrick's Day, Lonnie?
You know, it's just another day.
Oh, boo. Boo this man.
I'm with Lonnie on this one.
It's not just another day. It's another day that you get green beer.
Yeah, but if it was a holiday, why would they have all the businesses open and stuff like that? Why would everybody go into work?
Because people are dumb sometimes, Lonnie.
Well, that's beside the point, but still.
I can tell you on our end, Tanner worked really hard for us not to work today.
I worked the back channels there.
Yeah, he did.
Unsuccessfully.
But we're here. Hey, Lonnie, how did your bracket look after yesterday?
It's going to be a disaster.
Okay. Not a great day for you, Lonnie?
No, it was not. I mean, it was one of those days where it looked good till it started. Then after that, I think this is done.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
I am too, Lonnie.
I'm with you. Lonnie, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy yourself, buddy.
Okay, so whose bracket do you think is more busted?
The Lonster.
Lonnie? Or President Biden? Who's do you think? Because he released his 30 minutes after the tournament started. He tweeted it out 30 minutes afterwards, and he had Arizona winning it all.
Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I'm sure there were a few of those, because like, Arizona has a lot of following, too.
Call Barack before you do it, Joe, because Obama was always really good at that. He was really good with his brackets. Joe Biden releasing it 30 minutes after the first game has started cracks me up, too, because everybody else like scrambles right at that last time to get the bracket in, and Joe's like, I'm gonna do this just a little bit later than everybody else. But yeah, he had Arizona winning it all, so I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah, he busted it pretty quick. How did the dog do? Commander or whatever. I wonder if they got into it. I always fill one out for my pets, too, and they do better than I do.
6:30 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo on North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Super freak to get you going this morning. Welcome into the dance studio, 6:33.
I apologize to everybody who saw that on Facebook Live. Not
There's
my best move
anymore, Tanner. They're all gone now.
Well, Chad Young, Tavern of St. Michael Square, just missed my dancing, my friend.
Woo! Good timing, Chad.
Lucky for you. That was, I don't even know what just took over me right there. That just kind of went.
Well, once you get a little Rick James through there, we all turn a little more funky.
That's right. Troy commenting on our Facebook Live, T-Swizzle, I like a 10-ounce filet rare with some taters and gravy, as Troy and I bet that I would finish higher than him in the bracket yesterday.
Oh, I was wondering where this was coming from, and I thought, okay, well, me too, but I didn't know why I was getting Troy's breakfast menu.
No, it, and he got one more pick than me, and he's already starting to plan. Playing it out. He's still like playing it. What he wants.
Troy, go at him, bro.
No.
Go at him. I need help on this kind of stuff.
As we sit right now, if the tournament ended today, and it doesn't, but if it did, Angel Padilla would have to be getting frosted tips right now. And by a pretty wide margin here, Angel. Are you a little nervous? Not nervous at all? No? You want to say anything
it's
or no?
It's day one. Still a lot can happen
today. It's day two now.
Well, it was day one.
Yes. No, plenty can happen. I actually think Angel's done some research and thinks, you know, I could rock these tips.
Yeah. You know? Rolling with the frosted tape.
Look, I wish we had a camera on here.
I know. We
just
need
to
one.
See the snarky looks we get and the I'm not going to get involved looks and the you guys are stupid looks.
Yeah.
And then the I'm better than you look.
Yes.
Yeah, all of those.
After
that
we
never happened.
After
I'm constantly learning from you two.
You're number one, too, Angel.
That's a compliment.
Oh, you were being serious?
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys have been in this business a lot longer than I have, so I have to learn.
That's,
well. Now how do you feel?
He should feel pretty small.
Pretty ridiculous.
I'm honored by that, Angel, and thank you. I hope you're writing down the bad and the good so you know what not to do.
Yes.
Again, that was very quickly yes. He is super.
Random jokes always work. Yeah. Make sure they're funny.
Noob said, today is one of the best days of the year. St. Patrick's Day, the second day of the March Madness tournament. It's a Friday. Noob, are you coming out to McCarty's? Come on, my man. You got to be out there.
Where would this day fall if it didn't have day two of the NCAA tournament on it? Would it be nearly as
I would have taken today off.
Part-erific?
I would have, like, I don't normally work St. Patrick's Days. And because
this is a morning show.
Yeah.
You feel the need that you need to start the festivities?
Oh, no. No. The other parts of my job.
Oh,
like the rest of the day.
The rest of the day. Oh, the stuff that matters.
Yeah.
That's financially.
Stuff. Yeah, that stuff.
Well, it's all. Never mind. Anyway.
Today is 100% one of the best days of the year.
It's a screw off day.
Top five. Holiday, St. Patrick's Day, St. Patty's Day.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. And
that's our Happy Life Gardens poll question. Is St. Patty's Day a top five holiday? It's like in golf, you have the four majors, and then you can count the players as the fifth major. Is St. Patty's Day like the fifth major?
I will give you that. Yes, it is. It is. It is the fifth major. It's the four other ones, Thanksgiving,
we
Christmas.
We tried this earlier.
Easter. What else did I say? Oh, you know what? I'm changing my list again because I forgot I had New Year's Eve in there. Take out New Year's Eve. Put the 4th of July back in there. We've got a system right now where we're plugging and playing. We're trying to find the right matchup. But call me Michael Malone because none of it's working. 6:37 the time. It's Good Morning NoCo at North Dakota's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Let's get to the bottom of the hour. News and Weather Center.
I messed you around and then worst of all, You never call, baby, when you say you will. But I love you still. I need you.
Welcome back in. Good morning, NoCo 642 on a Friday morning.
I got the music in me today, man. I'm going to be bopping all morning long.
I can feel that. Angel's pumping out some good tunes this morning. I am Tanner Schwinn. That's Brian Carey. Angel Padilla doing the production work today. Quickly, let's dive into some news for Northern Colorado as we'll have entertainment hour. We'll have the celebrity birthdays coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. So let's dive into some news for Northern Colorado. A grand jury has indicted a birthed man and several of his family members on charges of unemployment insurance fraud and tax fraud. The Greeley Tribune reports Robert Tarrin Jr. is accused of fraudulently obtaining more than $30,000 in unemployment benefits by providing false information to the Colorado Department of Labor during the COVID-19 pandemic. If you remember right, I believe it was 9 News down in Denver did an investigation into this where the COVID funds were going, and there were people that were able to fraud the system, and this man and members of his family certainly were, for the tune of over $30,000. The indictment said Tarrin Jr. falsely claimed he shut down his towing business and was furloughed from work. He failed to mention he also owns a fencing business. Prosecutors said bank records show neither the towing nor fencing business closed or suffered during the pandemic. He's also accused of failing to report his unemployment earnings on his state income taxes. Tarrin's family members, who own a Mexican restaurant in Loveland, are also accused of falsely reporting business income.
Yeah, don't get your business advice from George Santos.
No.
It's just a bad idea.
It's 100%.
No, and that's I bet there's going to be more and more of those type of cases. And I want to know how they pulled it off, because I was trying to get some unemployment that was due to me and couldn't figure out how the hell to get it done. So how are they able to do that?
Oh, it's crazy
if
how much of that
spent
was.
As much time working as they do trying to get out of work, things would be a lot better off, wouldn't they?
100% on 100,000% on that, Brian.
You can write that one down.
You can.
I think that preaches.
That does.
That's good stuff.
That one sticks. Yeah. A man was arrested for allegedly setting his own home on fire. You don't hear this very often.
There had to be a spider.
I would think
that
so.
Would be the
firefighters were called to the 2100 block of Colorado 14 in an unincorporated section of Weld County. Yeah. Witnesses said Marshall Johnson had asked them for a lighter and took off running. While firefighters fought the flames, deputies found Johnson hiding in a camper on the property. Johnson had active felony warrants for his arrest on charges of arson, burglary, harassment, and felony menacing.
Wow.
Records obtained by the Greeley Tribune said Johnson is known to Alt Pierce firefighters for previously threatening to burn down his home. They also recently responded to a suspicious fire at his property and found fuel cans and propane tanks inside the home. You can read the full story at the Greeley Tribune.
This is obviously somebody who is technically diagnosed as a pyromania.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Wouldn't you think a pyromaniac?
That, yeah.
You know, I've never heard of it being like a diehard medical condition, but this is obviously something that therapy would have to be involved in, as well as, you know, doing some time and restitution.
I would have figured that it was some sort of an insurance thing. You know,
well, and that's your initial thought when you hear about something of arson of your own place, or thinking about it, that you're in over your head or you're upside down in a mortgage or something.
Well, and the active felonies, you know, as well, that were out there, who knows what else was in his house.
Do we know what those felonies were
there
for?
There was felony menacing and some other charges along the way for this man. But to just burn down your own home is arson, burglary, harassment, and felony menacing. Were all charges that he had warrants out for him on. So asking for a lighter and then taking off running, very, very bizarre one here.
No, that is definitely there's much more to this story.
Seems like it.
You'd like to find out, or is there just nothing more?
Yeah.
Is it as cut and dry as it sounds and looks, you know, from this situation?
Yeah, I don't know. Very, very bizarre.
Have you ever done that, though? Tried to kill a spider or something No, I know you never burned down your home, but you hear of stories where things have gone awry because somebody's, like, taken out a can of hairspray and a lighter and tried to start a spider on fire or a rodent, and then they take off.
No, I've never. I tend to not use fire indoors unless it's in a contained candle.
Me too.
Good Lord, Brian Gary. Police need the public's help nabbing a suspected thief. Police say the woman they're looking for used a stolen Wells Fargo debit card to make more than $1,200 in purchases at several stores in the Greeley area last weekend. Police say the woman drives a mid-sized dark blue SUV with a tow hitch. To see her photo, if you think you might be able to match this up, go to the Greeley Police Facebook page there. $1,200 in charges racked up on this debit card already. This is something that I monitor really closely. Like at least once or twice, every other day, I'll check in on my bank statements because it is so easy for people to get a hold of your credit card information now.
No, it is. I'm just still a little. How much money did they get?
$1,200.
$1,200
on the debit card.
Why? I would hope by now somebody has
turned it off.
Turned the card off.
Right. No, I would. Yeah. I would think so. But
it does bring up a great point, like you said, Tanner. If you do not go through your credit card statements and look at the purchases that month, I mean, it happens a lot. It happens to my dad several times where he's noticed a charge that's just not right up there. You know, I've had it happen to me a time or two where I've seen it, and it's just I don't know what this charge is. And somebody somehow had gotten a hold of the number and, you know, tried to slip in making, you know, like a $27 purchase. You know, and a lot of times it'll start
that's how
that
it starts
way.
That way, yeah.
You get one or two so you don't really notice, and then all of a sudden there's 500, there's, you know. I just watched a special on this type of thievery, and it is amazingly easy for these people to get your information.
No, it is, and I always, the first alarm bell that goes off in my head is if I can't get into a certain account. Like, I've really been watching it because I got hacked on my Facebook account.
Yeah,
right?
I've been a little leery about that one for you.
I've been watching. There hasn't been anything done there at all. But I remember somebody had hacked into my PlayStation account, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and was making purchases on the PlayStation that I couldn't get in there and change anything. So instantly, I get a hold of, First National Bank is where I bank. I get a hold of them. I'm like, cancel that card. Here are the charges that are fraudulent. Go take a look. They're like, yeah, 100%. That looks fraudulent to me. Get a hold of Sony, who is the people who handle PlayStation. Best customer service by a major corporation I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, they were incredible. Boom, got it back, changed my account. It was all good. Had it resolved in a matter of minutes. So not only is it getting easier for some of these people to get your information and take it away from you, I think we're as a society getting better at getting it back a little bit quicker than, you gotta eat that, you know. It's happened to me a couple times, and I've always got my money refunded for what was stolen, and they always have a way to recover it.
No, and it's great, and you should look into those kind of things. What do you have set up?
Yeah.
You know, what does your bank or your institution offer you in these situations? Because at some point in our lives, we're all going to hit this situation.
Oh, yeah.
If you get through this world scot-free without ever getting, scammed in one way or another, or somebody stealing something from you financially, you're amazing.
Yeah, one last story here, news for Northern Colorado. Northern Coloradoans may see more of the Northern Lights. The Denver Post reports predictions on space weather generated at NOAA in Boulder anticipate increasing solar storm activity through next year, and that means a better chance for Northern Colorado to catch the Aurora Borealis. The last rare sighting captured in Colorado occurred late last month, and I saw a lot of those pictures coming out of there.
It's incredible.
It is. That's one of those things that I'm like, oh, that'd be cool, and then I'll research when you can see it, and then I'll totally forget about it. And I'll even be up at that time and just not look. I'll be like, eh. But does that have any would you get up earlier to see the Northern Lights in Colorado?
No.
No. Have you seen the Northern Lights before?
Yes.
You have? Yes. You've been to Alaska? Or have you seen them here?
No, I grew up in Minnesota, North Dakota.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, there was...
You're close enough up there.
Yeah, there was some opportunity. So I'm like, maybe if somebody nudged me. But for the most part, I'll take a look at the picture. It takes a lot to make me want to get up earlier just to see something, unless it's, the first preseason NFL football game from London. Something like that I'll get up for.
What about you, Angel? Would you get up to see the Aurora Borealis?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've always been fascinated by that.
Yeah, I have been too. I remember the first blood moon that I ever saw in my life, you know, where it was just completely red. Or no, it was the first lunar eclipse that I had seen in my
obviously
life.
Obviously made a hell of an impact.
It was one of the things. Something happened to the moon. Okay, something happened to the moon. And I don't remember which one it was. Shut up, Brian. I was down in Stratton. I was with my grandma, actually, and it was going to be like 1:30 or 2, and she was in bed way before that. And she stayed up with me, and we walked out there in Stratton where there's no lights, no nothing, watching that the eclipse go by. It was actually really, really cool. So sometimes it is fascinating. The solar eclipse, I hope we don't have ever again, because that's terrifying. It's like, what if the sun just doesn't come back? When it goes away. Do you remember that a couple years ago?
Yes, I do.
It's terrifying.
No, but I am fascinated looking up at stuff. Like, I've always wanted to have, like, a kick-butt telescope.
Yeah.
You know, and be able to really zoom in and get a look of things.
On your neighbors?
That would be neat. No.
Oh, okay.
No,
6:53 the time.
Not them.
There's news for Northern Colorado.
I've seen through that window. I don't need to get any closer.
Let's get the latest in the cattle market. No, you go ahead if you want to. I'm just going to
sit there. You're just going to sit there and bop away to a little Hall & Oates?
Yep.
6:58, nearly 7 o'clock on your Friday. Habajiba. Oh, what a glorious day to wake up to. St. Patty's Day. Going to be decent weather today. Warming up a bit. We've got NCAA basketball. You get us until 10 o'clock before the games start. We get to spend the morning together, hang out. We get to give you $50 worth of meat from the Wheel of Meat, from the Merck and Meat.
Yes.
Coming up at about 8:15 this morning. You'll get a chance to do that. We're going to visit with the best voice for calling sports that you'll ever hear, Jerry Schimmel. Very, very proud to have him in the family. Calling Colorado Rockies action. Of course, the voice of the UNC Bears men's basketball as well. Jerry, as always, will join us around 8:30. Talk about what's up on Amazing Americans. But coming up next hour, Susan Moore. It's the entertainment hour. Susan will be in. We'll do What Day Is It? Expecting a visit from kind of stand-up comedian Seamus O'Dangerfield. And we'll have movie reviews as well. A lot to get to. This is going to be a fun hour and a fun show. Hang with us. Get your green on and let's have some fun. You've got it cranked up. It's Good Morning NoCo at Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.